Now, what's a black and white animal with a powerful smell?
Polecat. Or skunk.
Okay. What kind of animals come and raid hen roost?
Well, there are different kinds, but they call them varmints.
All right. What's the bushy tail animal in the treetops that you've got in the top of your house that you have to have repaired?
Gray squirrels.
All right. What other colors are they?
Well, there's red squirrels and sort of brownish looking.
Now, anything sort of like a squirrel but doesn't climb trees, can you describe that?
Ooh, hon, we had the prettiest little group of chipmunks. Right out here on this wall, they were the prettiest things. I sit at my bedroom window and watch those things come and go. They had the prettiest brown and with a little stripe going down the back.
Uh-huh. We have some around our house.
Really?
One
they
day,
are pretty.
Our cat caught one. Mm-hmm. And he was still living, you know. Mm-hmm. And we put him in a little cage, but we let him go because
They're very pretty.
Okay. Name the kinds of fish that you get around here. Well, you love to go fishing, Miss Bertha. Now, I know you know a lot of fish.
Well, you can catch the best catfish and crappies and bream and bluegill. That's a bream.
Mm-hmm.
And, speckled cat. Bass, mm-hmm. Big mouth bass.
Mm-hmm. Are those the most popular bass around here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big mouth.
The big
bass.
Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kinds of seafood do you commonly get?
Well, the most we get here are shrimp and oysters.
Okay. And what kind of fish that you would catch in the sea? Like snapper or something?
Snapper. Mm-hmm. And, well, I caught nice sheephead when I was in Florida.
Is that right?
Yes.
What part of
Florida?
My brother,
Manny. And he catches, every Saturday, he catches a big kingfish.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. They're very meaty and good, but not so good as the red snapper.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes every Saturday morning out deep sea fishing, and he gets...
Every Saturday?
Doesn't get tired of it? No, that is... really therapy for him. He loves that fish.
Now, how old is he, Miss Bruce?
He's 60.
And still?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
He's real active, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do pearls grow in?
Oyster shells.
Mm-hmm. Now, what croaks in the marshes? Did you go gigging?
Frogs.
What kind of frog?
Bullfrogs.
You ever gone frog eating?
I've never, but I've eaten a lot of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
I used to go frog eating when my daddy and I was little.
Mm-hmm.
What are the little ones that you hear in the spring?
Well, they are those spring frogs.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind when it's rain?
They're called rain frogs, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, have you ever heard tree frogs?
Uh-huh. I've heard something. They said it was tree frogs.
I never seen one tree, have you?
I haven't, but they are a little frog that is in the tree, somewhere up in the limbs.
Okay. Now, what's the kind that just hops around in the garden?
He's just old toad frog. Okay. And he carries warts.
Carries warts.
That's what they used to tell me, that if you caught a frog, a toad frog, he'd give you warts.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't got any warts, so I sure you've caught a lot of them. All right, what are the things that you dig to go fishing with?
Worms. Earthworms.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, wiggle worms, that's what he called them. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. What's the hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs